Good morning. My name is Arturo, and this is the Morning Meditation Podcast. Today's meditation is called Values Part 2, Truth. Today we're going to talk about truth and why it's the second highest of all of my values, second only to family. I was raised very traditional, so family is a top priority for me. But truth is also a very, very high priority. And for me personally, one of the reasons why is because I find it impossible to live with a lie. You can try. And some people actually do it. Some people prefer to live a lie than to be revealing truth in their own lives, truth about themselves. But for me, I found that that's uncomfortable. I found that that's unlivable. And when it comes to worldview, that's also true. The people who want to base their beliefs and their ideas about existence on a lie, they have a tendency to find it unmanageable, unworkable, and unlivable. It's not possible to build up your faith, whatever faith that might be, without a foundation. And truth is a great way to build your foundation. To me, the ultimate form of truth is the Bible, because it's been around for over 1,800 years in its final form. And the writings, especially from the Old Testament, have been around a lot longer than that. And every generation has tested those words, has put them to the test. Every generation raises up skeptics who would rather unravel what's written there, who would like to disprove that God spoke the word, that it's anointed, that it clearly shows that what it says about history is true. They would rather that it not exist, because one of the things about the truth that's found in Scripture is that it tests you. It tests your will. It tests your faith and your willingness to accept it. It's kind of like what some people say, it's not like you read the book reads you. That's a deep idea. That's a big thing. But yet, I find it to be real. I take it seriously. And so, because of that, one of the ways that I use the Bible in my life is as a filter. The things that I see around me, the ideas that I hear, I take them and I filter them through Scripture. Because what I've found is that Scripture is a good way to test everything in life, because it is so dense and so rich with information and ideas and inspiration. But truth also has to do with being truthful. It has to do with honesty and a right understanding of who you are, what you are, where you're going, and how you want to live. For all of us, it's easy, because we're humans, to lie to ourselves. We can lie to ourselves about who we are and what we've done. In fact, even this exercise of explaining my values, it is a test of my life. I have to define what I value in life. But one of the ways that I define it is by what I do. You see, I could say all day and all night that family is very important to me. But if I ignore them, if I deny them, if I abuse them, if I forget them, then how can I say that family is a high value in my life? The same thing with truth. If I lie to myself, if I lie to my neighbors, in my business, if I lie to my customers, then how can I say that I value truth? Whatever you value, you have to hold in high regard. You have to esteem it, and you also must practice it. It takes practice to really identify a value. That's what this series is about, talking about not what you want your values to be, but what they truly are. What is your practice in life? Now, for me, one of my practices in life is to value truth. The truth about myself, the truth about my world, the truth about the people around me. I value that. I hold it in high esteem. And you can have different types of outlooks. You can have an outlook of negativity, or you can have an outlook of positivity. You can be a skeptic or a person of faith. And whatever you choose, you can put to the test. But what I'm trying to say is that in observing other people, you can choose to see what's best about them. Like I say, well, you know, I look at somebody very important to me. I look at my wife and I say, okay, what's the truth about my wife? And I can choose to look at all of her flaws. I can choose to remember all of the mistakes that she's ever made. Or I can see her loveliness. I can see the redemptive qualities in her life. I can admire her strength. I can honor her for her honesty and integrity. I can see that the love that she expresses for our family, and I can choose to focus on those things. So when I say I want to see the truth about somebody as important as my spouse, or even somebody as important as a stranger who's nearby, like the Bible says, your neighbor. You know, people want to define neighbor and say, you know, well, the scripture applies to these people, but not those people. I take it in a very general sense. Your neighbor is the person who is next to you, the person who is near you, whether that means the person who lives near you or works near you, or the person who happens to be passing by you. You can consider all of those people your neighbor. And so you define what you believe about them or what you see and observe about them by your attitude. And my attitude is grounded in truth. The truth is that if I go around judging other people, it's not going to do me any good, and it's not going to help them. And it's actually a detriment to my own well-being. So I go around believing the best about people and looking for what's good in somebody. People who are close to me sometimes marvel at the fact that I don't just drop people like a bad habit. Excuse me. I have a tendency to give people a chance to let them be themselves and make mistakes and do things that sometimes will have a cost to me. In other words, I'll take a loss for you. And this isn't an offer for people. What I'm saying is that I have a tendency to do that because I want to have a positive outlook, because I want to have faith, not just faith in God, which is paramount, but faith in man. I know that there's nothing good in man that is in his flesh, but I also believe that man is mind, body, and spirit. Not just a body, but also a mind and also a spirit. And those things are redeemed and redeemable. So you can believe that a person is filled with the spirit and led by their mind. And in all of those things, everybody's doing the best that they can. That's a positive thought, but it's also truth. And Tony Robbins talks about that. He says, you know, you have to see everyone as innocent, and you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're just doing the best that they can. It's really easy to believe that about yourself and to say, you know, all I do is face the circumstances that are in front of me. I take the knowledge that I have, I take the wisdom that I've accumulated, and I make decisions accordingly. And man, I really messed this up, or I really messed that up, or I'm really having trouble in a relationship or in a financial situation, but man, I'm doing the best that I can. It's really easy to give yourself the benefit of the doubt because you know how difficult your own life is. Well, when dealing with people around you, you can actually give them that benefit of the doubt and say, you know, I'm going to start out with the idea that this person is innocent. I'm going to start out with the idea that this person is not having malicious intent towards me. Their thoughts are not to hurt me. Even if I get hurt by the things that people do, it's not because they're doing it to me. You know, one saying is that people don't do things to you. They just do things and you happen to be there. You happen to be in the way. And that gets said, especially about people who have problems like drug problems or alcoholism or anger problems. Those types of people, usually they're hurting on the inside and they have a tendency to hurt people around them. And some people just do things because of what's going on in their own life or because they don't know how to deal with what's going on inside of them or around them. And so they have these unnatural or these ways of handling life that don't do other people any good. Bad habits, bad customs, bad reactions. You know, the smallest thing can set somebody off. But you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. If you're going to have a positive attitude, if you're going to say, when I'm looking for the truth about somebody, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I want to give them the same benefit of the doubt I give to myself. So truth is a difficult thing. It's not like truth falls in your lap and everything's great. I mean, there's entire societies that are built around conspiracy theories. Having this idea that there are rich or powerful people who are trying to take over the world, that there is a conglomeration of a few people who control everything. That's the idea of the Matrix. That's the idea of conspiracy theories like the Illuminati and things like that. And the crazy thing is that some of those things actually exist. But if you believe that everything is touched by that, then in some ways that becomes your God. You start to worship that and say, you know, the Illuminati controls everything. It controls, you know, the air that we breathe. It controls the money that we spend. The Illuminati controls my job and my family. And that becomes your God. I don't think that that's true. I prefer to look at what Scripture says. Only God is God, and only He controls everything. Even the wicked and the evil people of this world are under His control. They have to ask permission to do the things that they do. That's written in Scripture about the enemy. And so, the other truth that I see, and I'll finish with this, is that the Bible, this ultimate truth that I cling to, it talks about redemption. And I've done a whole episode on this. The redemption of the world, the redemption of our bodies, the redemption of our past and of our future. And so that's where hope comes from. When you're grounded in truth and you're looking around and seeing the real problems that are around you, and trust me, I understand there are real problems around you, around all of us. When you're looking at those things, you can still have hope if you understand that there's a redemptive quality that's found in the earth and that's found within ourselves, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our very bodies. There is a redemption that's coming, and that's a promise. That's not a promise made by me, but that's a promise that I've heard and a promise that I've observed, and that's what I'm going to cling to. I believe in truth. Truth lines up with reality. But I choose to believe the best truth about people, about the world, about the future, and about the power that controls the universe that we're in. It's God, and His plan is redemption. This is the Morning Meditation Podcast. Thank you for listening.